101X, Jason, Dick, and friends, Morning X, all those things. Jason is out sick. Nick and Emily are in studio holding things down, continuing as best we can.
Yep.
Doing some news.
Yep. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. And this segment is brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi.
Nailed it. Together, our powers combined.
Dun, 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 dun.
Let's see. Pizza robots are here. You guys might have already seen these if you live downtown or on South Congress and everything. It's a company called... it's a food delivery service company, Refraction AI, and they are the Rev1 robots, which are basically little electric small machines that are supposed to operate autonomously. There's a person that's going to be walking with them as they learn how to do things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's really precious.
Yeah. They've got a handler. They're not fully. And I believe that they are also remotely piloted. So it's not, they're not full on, you know, like your Tesla and auto drive mode or whatever it is.
Not yet.
But
they're
yeah.
learning. They're taking their first little baby steps. It's the mom that's like, come here.
Exactly. They officially launched Monday, the 14th, and it's through, if you are a fan of Southside Flying Pizza, you can get pizza delivered through with robots now. They're going to be throughout downtown Austin at Travis Heights and along South Congress Avenue.
That's so cool.
The robots will travel in bike lanes, which means cyclists.
Beware.
Sorry. Oh, no, the cyclists. And yeah, they're going to have a little person there. The delivery robots are required by state law to yield the right of way to all traffic, including bicycles and people on foot. And then, like I said, they're just going to be accompanied by a person on a scooter. And there are remote people who watch over the deliveries. So they're about, this says that the machines are going to be the same size as a person on a bike. Measuring 4.5 feet in both height and length, 30 inches in width, 150 pounds of weight. They can travel up to 15 miles per hour and hold the equivalent of 6 grocery bags.
Wow.
So we are in the future now.
The future. I don't think you watch SpongeBob, but that was a SpongeBob reference.
Okay, no, it's
future. Anyways, I'm really excited about this.
What their Super Bowl halftime show song is, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, the future. Yes,
the future.
Yeah.
The future is exciting. I still just love the idea of a handler. It reminds me of whenever you go to Disney World and you try to see Mickey Mouse, and their costumes are so big and clunky that they can't
see. They have to have that person. Yeah,
they have to have the person that like holds their hand and carries them places, and it's the same thing. Just like, oh man, they're just growing little robots left and right.
So watch out for the pizza robots. As I said, it started Monday, so I'm sure there's already been like 5 of them that have been hit by cars and crazy drivers and traffic and all that stuff. But yeah, pizza's here, future's here. We got no air conditioning. We have no power. It's the ERCOT, but
hey,
pizza robots.
You want pizza in 2 seconds delivered to you by like 150?
Probably a little bit longer than 2 seconds. Oh. 101X, Jason, Dick, and friends, the Morning X, all of those things, except Jason's not here, unfortunately.
Jason
is out sick, but luckily Nick and Emily are here. We've also got our intern, Riley, and you'll hear his voice here in a second. We're letting him talk since we're a man down. Mm. And speaking of no Jason, that means we get to do TP on cooldown news.
Lucky to survive, and he can't even get back. His TP's on cooldown. There's 32 seconds before the DK can TP back to base. He could lose his entire racks in that time.
All right, hopefully we don't lose all the nerds out there who aren't into video games, but those exist anymore. I don't know. Big day yesterday. It was the Nintendo. What was the deal, Emily? What's their official?
Yeah, so yesterday was Nintendo Direct, which if you are a big Nintendo fan like I am, that means that you get to sit and watch some people talk about all the new exciting things that are happening at E3.
But one of my friends, White Ranger Gil, future roommate, was saying that this is what they're previewing what they're going to show you at another video game show, E3.
Yeah.
Electronic Entertainment Expo. So it's a preview of the preview of all these cool Nintendo games.
It's the Nintendo exclusive of the Nintendo games.
Yeah.
Right?
And the big news, of course, is that there's going to be a Breath of the Wild sequel, the latest Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, I know you're excited about that, Nick, right?
Look, Legend of Zelda is probably my third favorite video game series.
But Final Fantasy. But your first favorite tattoo.
I was about to say, only third with a tattoo like that?
Well, it was just it's the one I had the idea for. I've got other ideas. We're going to do some Final Fantasy IV characters around the bicep. We might do some fun Mario stuff. I wanted to get a question block to go with my Triforce tattoo. But I'm obviously old, and so I am a Link to the Past, the Super Nintendo one, where it's a 2D top-down. That's Zelda, okay? That is peak Zelda. I'll even go side-scrolling Zelda from Zelda 2 on the old Nintendo NES, Link's Awakening, before I go Link to the Past. Not Link to the Past, the Ocarina of Time, all the other stuff. Don't even get me started on Skyward Sword. Yeah, right.
Fine, come on.
Skyward Sword's not great, but the second,
Twilight Princess?
Two, really? The side-scrolling Princess?
No, I'm just trolling people now. Link to the Past is my favorite Zelda. I appreciate Ocarina of Time. But Breath of the Wild is fun. You know, you get to go play and climb all the mountains and everything. But it was boring. Like, there's nothing to... There's no world. There's barely any people. You're just wandering around killing the same enemies. I get it. This is my old okay boomer take. But, I say all you kids that are looking forward to this Breath of the Wild.
You are a huge nerd.
Man, I'm a little disappointed.
That being said... I will buy it and I will play it and I will do all those
You'll
things.
You'll invest your money in
just,
it.
You know, Link
you
to
just
the Past.
Won't enjoy it.
That's my thing. The other big news for me that I am super stoked about, because me and Emily were talking about this off air yesterday. It's like, are you going to watch all this stuff? It's like, of course I'm not going to watch it. I'll read about it later. I'm not going to watch a live stream of video games. But there's a new Metroid game.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is, that's my jam. I love Metroid. I literally said to Emily, I was like, when is the last time has there been a good Metroid game for the Wii?
Not a good one. No, not a good one recently
and it's
at all.
Not only are they doing a Metroid game, but they're doing a Metroidvania game. And I can feel people tuning out to things as we speak this. But that's the side scrolling. You get to explore things. It's not like a first person shooter type thing. This is old school Metroid action. Looks awesome. Looks amazing.
It's called Metroid Dread.
That's so what it is. I am taking all the credit. I called it. I predicted it. How you guys tweet at the show? What is our handle?
101X Morning X. There you go.
Tweet at us if you're excited about Nintendo stuff. If you want to just put me on fire, send me one emoji responses for my terrible Breath of the Wild takes.
Yeah.
And in a second, I'm going to let Emily and Riley tell me what they are excited for. They keep saying something about Super Monkey Balls. I don't know.
Come on, be excited for the balls.
I need those balls.
Yeah, we'll talk more Nintendo stuff here unless the boss runs down the hall and pulls the plug. That's coming up next. More Nintendo! 101X, the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends, except Jason is out sick, so Nick and Emily are in, and that means we get to talk video game news. Huge news for Nintendo fans, especially Legend of Zelda fans. That's a good payoff for that. We were talking about this new Breath of the Wild sequel, this new Metroid. I don't know what you're signaling for.
Oh.
But that's
YouTube's
fine.
YouTube's about to play again.
Oh,
so.
That's fine. I turned it down. I'm not completely. But thank you. I appreciate the warning. But I was talking to noted young person Emily and our intern Riley, who are in here, and they are super excited about something called Super Monkey Balls.
Oh, yeah, yes. Riley, you get
I
into
need those
it.
Balls.
I am. What is Super Monkey Balls?
You get into it, Riley. I'll let you take the reins on this one.
Okay. So, Super Monkey Ball, you play as a monkey in a ball.
Okay.
and you roll around the stage. It's super disorienting because, like, the stage moves weird when you, like, tilt the controller or something like that. And you're just trying to get to the goal. Yeah. I have no idea what the story is. It's really weird.
Why is he in the ball?
Exactly.
It's like a family.
Is it a puzzle game or is it just more...
It's like a platformer question mark?
So you're just in a monkey in a ball going super fast around a level.
Yeah, trying to get to a goal.
Yeah. You know those, like, old... Timey, I don't know if I should say
the
that.
The little game where you have the ball into the hole and it drops in.
That's basically it, but it's a video game, except for, like you said, it's super disorienting. It feels like you're just dropping acid and, like, watching this monkey, like, fall off the edge into a dark hole of space.
Now, see, I got you guys. I know Super Monkey Balls. Now, I never played it.
I need those balls.
But yeah, it looks like one of those games where I am now too old and it's going to make me like seasick, motion sickness. And I'm like, nah, stay away. I was an ape escape guy. That was my jam, where you go running around trying to capture little escaped apes. What's your name? Emily. I forgot. You were telling me that you enjoyed something called Life is Strange.
Can you
tell me about that without...
So, Life is Strange. I don't want to spoil too much because... I'm just saying, it's a great game.
Well, it's in the title, Life is Strange.
It's not normal. It's a decision-making, like, I guess, role-playing kind of ish game. Not really. And
it seems like it's a game that you more experience, like, for the story.
Yeah, it's a story game.
And the characters than actually, like, doing jumps. And
your choices matter. Mm-hmm. That's the big thing. But it's about these two girls, and one of them figures out that she can, like, travel back in time. And so you have to make these decisions and these choices. The story is really, really great. I love the graphics. And originally, I played it on Steam, but now I can't play it on Steam anymore for reasons. And I'm mad. So
Steam means your computer, boomers. Steam is your computer.
Yeah, for a PC. Anyway. But now they are releasing it, doing a re-release of it on the Nintendo Switch. And they're coming out with the addition to the story called Life is Strange True Colors. It's very good. Very good. I don't know if either. I think I'm talking to the wrong audience. But
And I only did this so that I could have Riley tell me about his favorite thing that he was excited about, which is
WarioWare.
Yes.
The new WarioWare game. So if you don't know, it's Wario is, you know, the bad Mario.
And I'm Mario.
Hey, there you go.
That is
Elon Musk. But Wario is the bad Mario, and it's just like a bunch of mini games that you play that kind of don't have any correlation with each other.
Except to get gold, I guess.
Get gold. Treasure. Not really. It's like put the toothpaste on the toothbrush or like clean
so
the
basic
chimney.
Life skills.
Yeah, it's like it's chores.
Wario teaches you chores.
So you want to brush a tooth, put toothpaste on a toothbrush. Emily just wants to read a book. This is what's wrong with you youths these days. A video game should do something. You should jump on a dinosaur, and then he falls into the pit, and you jump off to beat the level. That's how you play video games, kids.
Is it not enough to just do mundane tasks and get points for it?
I'm Link, the hero of time. I'm just going to cook things.
That'd be kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go fishing. No.
I play Legend of Zelda cooking game.
Attack for HP damage. That's what you do. All right. If you guys have fun Nintendo things that you're looking forward to, you can tweet at us at 101xMorningX.
I said it for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I didn't know if you would know.
And if you have just been hating the last 20 minutes, like I'm sure Jason has if he was alive to listen to this, we have sports coming up next. So stay tuned for sports. 101X, Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason is out sick. Nick and Emily are in studio still holding down the fort. The tweets are coming in fast and furious at 101X Morning X. Lots of people do not like my Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild take, so I'm not going to read your tweets. Take that.
Oh, wow.
I know. I apologize. I'm mostly just trolling, but I know. Just you're fine. Emily just told me the most worst thing ever off air of that. God. What was your first video game?
My first video game was Animal Crossing Nintendo DS.
So Nintendo, you were way too young.
I'm telling you, it's not my fault.
My first Nintendo game, it might have been Mario. It might have been, I think it was Mario and Duck Hunt for the NES.
The NES.
1980, whatever that is. Riley Intern is in studio. Riley, what was your first video game?
It was Pokemon Ruby.
Pokemon Ruby.
That's Game Boy. See, I was in the Game Boy era, but again, my mother would not let me play video games for the longest time, so.
Well, congratulations, guys. You've ruined video games for me, which is why we're going to talk sports next. I'm going to tell you why Cristiano Ronaldo hates Coca-Cola and why a dad who did 1.5 million push-ups for charity is a cheat. That's next. 101X, Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason is out sick today. Nick and Emily are in studio. Along we are brought in our intern, Riley. Let him talk a little bit. And we've been talking video games. And if you want to get in on the conversation, at 101X, Morning X on our Instagram and Twitter, we're asking you what was your first video game that you played.
Yeah.
You can do that. But enough of that on-air stuff. It's time for sports.
Morning X Sports.
All right. Jason's out. We're going to try to do sports as best we can. And that means doing soccer?
Yeah. That doesn't seem like any of our goals.
Yeah.
Any of our...
I kill me.
Yeah.
Let's see. Right now, big soccer news going on. It's the Euro 2020 tournament type thing, championships. They're all playing, and Cristiano Ronaldo of Portugal? Yeah, sure. He was talking to the media a couple days ago doing a press conference, and he removed 2 Coca-Cola bottles from, like, the table in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And they went on to do a whole drink water type thing. And apparently, That caused Coca-Cola's stock price share thing to fall by $4 billion.
Wow.
Just the effects of just him moving those two Coca-Cola bottles and saying, drink water. So, yeah. Turns out when you're one of the best soccer players in the world, that carries some cachet with the people.
You have a say, I guess.
Yeah, I would give you an update on this tournament, but I don't know how things work. There's groups and boxes and whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody won. Somebody lost.
I'll tell you who did win. Coca-Cola. Yeah? They lost.
Yeah. That's really sad. I mean, not really. I don't really care. I don't drink soda.
Probably rebounded by. Feel bad for Coca-Cola. Let's pour one out. For $4 billion they lost.
Wait, do you think I'll make an impact if I just say right now I don't drink soda? And truly, I don't drink soda. So drink water. Am I making an impact? Everybody, lower their stocks. Emily says.
Some people, there's probably a couple listeners that are going to drink water because of you.
Yeah.
Not Jason, though.
No.
Not Jason. Maybe you should.
This is for you.
Maybe if you're you drink some water, you won't be sick as much.
Jason.
Let's go do some quickly this story. I just want to hate on a guy who's doing good things for charity. A Wisconsin man named Nate Carroll, as of Sunday, has completed his quest to do 1,500,000 push-ups for charity. He's trying to set a Guinness World Record for most push-ups in 12 months, and he did it. And he said by averaging 4,100 push-ups per day and occasionally reaching a whopping 7,000 push-ups.
Ooh. Which, how many push-ups can you both do?
Oh, I mean, how much? On a long enough time frame, tons.
Yeah, depends on how. If it's like in one setting, I do push-ups for like workouts, so like 35?
Oh, okay.
Oh, that makes you feel good, because I don't do anything for workouts, and I could probably get at least 10.
I can't even do one push-up.
Oh, well, we'll do a push-up challenge here in a second. But seriously, I tried to do the math, and I got lost into it. I was just doing this during the break of just like pushing, making the push-up motion as I'm standing up, like no resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like just at max speed, I'm doing 90 in 1 minute. And so I don't know how you get to 4,000 and still maintain doing other things. Like you would just be constantly doing push-ups to do this.
You'd have to quit your job to accomplish this challenge.
He said that he's incorporated into his daily routine, turning everywhere from his living room to his office into a makeshift gym. And you can do push-ups wherever. Trying to balance this amount of push-ups with being a father and working full-time sometimes creates obstacles for you that sometimes you have to overcome.
Mm.
I try to weave push-ups into my daily activity. To set aside time to do 4,000 push-ups is impossible. Exactly! He admits it! You really have to make it a priority and be willing to commit to it and to embrace the fact that you have to weave that into your day, which I like the idea of just dudes just constantly like, you know, he's trying to cook dinner and just is doing all push-ups and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Look, if you are a workout enthusiast, push-up people, you can probably tell me that this is doable. I'm just like, man, this seems...
I have a problem with it, too, because, you know, whenever you take the fitness test at school and somebody watches you and they count and they're like, hey, that's not a real push-up. Do it over.
Oh, yeah.
Who's watching him? Who's watching him do these push-ups? How do we know this man is not just lying to pull the whole flex of, I'm a full-time dad and a full-time worker, and I still have time to do my 4,000 push-ups a day, so there's no excuse to not go to the gym.
The article,
you know?
Yeah.
I hate that guy. Don't be that guy.
The article says that his record still requires approval from the Guinness World Records, but they should accept it. Normally, they have to have a guy come out there and verify it.
Has he been filming it this whole time?
I don't know. I mean, he has to be doing something, but I just think that doing 4,000 push-ups a day, that's maybe out of shape. That seems impossible to me.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.